I'm speaking here with John Walter. He is the philosopher of Successful Farming Magazine. That's your official title,
yes,
right?
Yes, it is. Executive philosopher.
Well, we're going to talk the philosophy of agriculture.com, and that's because you guys have just publicly launched the new redesigned, rebuilt, re-engineered website, which is the online home for Successful Farming Magazine. I guess, first of all, kind of describe a little bit about this philosophy of it in terms of the audiences you have, which includes, you know, you as the publisher, the farmers who read and visit, agribusiness that supports it.
Yeah, I think I guess we view the medium in our site is as a having three legs to it: the publisher, the editors who manage the site, but we also feel like we have share that ownership with the farmer, our visitors, and as well as our agribusiness marketers. And the way the site is designed, it really puts all three of those institutions, if you will, on the same level in terms of creating content, interacting, finding solutions, and just sort of making a footprint on the site. So we really see the publisher, the editors, the farmer visitors and the agribusiness marketers all interacting on sort of really an equal basis. And that's what we're trying to manage through, what the new tools are all about.
So can you describe a little bit about, I don't want to get into real detail here, but in other words, if I'm a farmer and I come to agriculture.com and maybe I want to share some information about something going on in my area, There's actually a mechanism or a way for them to do that?
Yeah, there's actually a dozen or more particular ways that people can post content, interact on the site. But basically, once you register, it opens you up to a variety of opportunities, from selling something through a classified ad, joining a discussion forum about maybe trying to troubleshoot a problem you're having with equipment or an agronomic issue, following the markets and commenting on the markets, posting a directory listing about your business. Those are some of the things that you can do. So you're coming to the site really to solve a problem, to address an issue, or to really enhance your life. It's not just about reading content or watching things. It's about participation.
Well, and I understand from the standpoint of sharing information that now built into the information that you're going to see when you come there are ways to share out some of what you find with your own friends, families, followers, right?
Well, we created a new feature called the A-List, which is a way for to we really see the website is not a portal to everything in the world, but a way to reach out to agriculture across the web. So part of our jobs as editors now is to sort of range across the web on a daily basis using a combination of search tools and editorial skills to find out what's new and exciting on the web on a daily basis and bring those back to our site. Really, it's old-fashioned linking, but doing it in a more sophisticated way using some intelligence to the process of again a combination of search and editorial judgment, and so that A-List, which is kind of founded after our new brand, the big bold A, is to really again break down the any sort of doors between agriculture.com and the rest of the web. So we really want to share our experience and interact with other websites and individuals across the internet.
Well, we're doing that today on AgWired, I can tell you that much. And I guess finally here, because we're going to take a look at this later, we're going to do something with a little bit of video later, but in addition to having this kind of like whole new back end, we like to call it, when it comes to how people find information then that are searching on the web, a lot of what you're doing has really taken into account that search engine optimization and how to do that?
Yeah, I think that we've redesigned the site to take advantage of the fact that we have a lot of content and we want to share it around the web. I mean, one of the ways we do that is using the A-List to identify content that we think will be interesting to our users. But there's also some infrastructure here that will help search engines find us, and that should be helpful to our users, the people that post pictures, that post a classified, that post an Ag Directory listing or an AgriMarker mm-hmm. that is using our new persona feature to integrate content into our site. We feel we can help them with a search engine optimization strategy. That's a kind of a tough word. That will really bring more traffic to their site. That's what we're trying to do, is help our users, our visitors, and our marketers, get better traffic. That's the goal there, Chuck.
Well, I'm looking forward to getting a chance to start clicking around, and we're going to do that in a little bit, but that's a little bit of the philosophy behind the new agriculture.com. I've been speaking here with John Walter, who is the editor for agriculture.com, and from Meredith Corporation headquarters in Des Moines, Iowa, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.